unisex streetwear, three-piece suits for women, stilettos for men. The Museum of Fine Arts in Boston is trying to put these current fashion trends into historic social context with its new exhibit called Gender Bending Fashion, which opens today. WBUR's Andrea Shea this morning introduces us to the Newton native behind some wild shoes in the show, including Lady Gaga's extreme high heels.
After Lady Gaga's 2017 Grammy Awards performance with Metallica, she strutted after parties in a pair of black 10-inch stacked platform shoes. They're sleek, sexy, and kind of scary looking. Women's footwear designer and artist Tom Solo says he was going for an alien femme fatale look with a rock and roll vibe.
We've got a beautiful woven Sassari leather that kind of brings the modern day leather aspect as well as a hint of sci-fi. And then we've got a resin casted spinal column that goes all the way from the bottom all the way to the top to emphasize the alien aspect.
Now Gaga's shoes are in the MFA's new gender-bending fashion exhibition. Solo's Boston studio has crafted commissions for Britney Spears, Lana Del Rey, Kylie Jenner. The 29-year-old designer's fascination with footwear started when he was just a toddler with those plastic jelly shoes from the 80s.
Then that stemmed into, you know, Cinderella and Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz, and just how these like beautifully crafted shoes had this like sense of transformative magic around them.
Tap your heels together three times and think to yourself, there's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Now, having four pairs of his shoes in the MFA is like a homecoming and a dream come true.
I went to school at the School of Museum of Fine Arts right across the street. So this was the mecca that we would constantly come to and see everything. And it was always, you know, one day I hope to have my work in this building. And now the fact that it's happening is mind-blowing.
One of the things I'm really keenly interested in is bringing a little bit more attention to Boston designers and local designers, because we have a very vibrant, amazingly talented community here.
Curator Michelle Finnemore organized the show and says Solo's collections play on ideals and archetypes of femininity. His mermaid-inspired boots have 5-inch 3D-printed heels cast in bronze that look like fish hooks. Solo's take on 1950s pumps, these black suede ankle boots with a flouncy flower at the heel, are paired with a black woman's Ralph Lauren tuxedo. His creations complement the ensembles Finnemore selected for their power to disrupt or transcend traditional ideas of the 20th century suited man or skirted woman through present day.
I really wanted to capture what was happening currently and then look back in time and look at key figures and key moments and really kind of brave individuals who have always sought to kind of blur those binaries.
A timeline on the wall outside the gallery features Billy Porter in his velvet tuxedo gown at this year's Academy Awards. Also Grace Jones, Patti Smith, David Bowie, Katharine Hepburn. Finnemore says fashion designers have been tapping into gender fluidity for decades.
Because they are right there kind of seeing what's on the street and reading it and turning it out onto the runway, into the ready-to-wear market, whatever it is, and thinking about gender on a spectrum rather than something that's so strictly defined.
Gender bending has been around since the beginning of time, and for it now to be focused on by such an established museum is, it's a gift, you know, for somebody who is also part of the LGBTQIA community.
For Solo, heels aren't gendered. In the show, Finnemore pairs them with men's ensembles, too.
You're seeing a lot more of these high heels for men. A lot more coming down the runway. You see a lot of designers who are specifically rethinking men's shoes.
While heels designed by men have been deemed misogynistic, even crippling for women, Solo reframes them as extensions of the power women already have, women like Lady Gaga.
Gaga requests these shoes, so, you know, we're going to create something over the top and beautiful, and if she wants 10-inch heels, she's going to get 10-inch heels.
And of course, Lady Gaga's Born This Way is on the soundtrack playing in the MFA's gallery. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea. I'm here to fall in the way, 'cause I make no mistakes. I don't
just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen.